Right, hello. Do you know what time it is? Hold on, no. That's not a great question. You can't really say much. I know what time it is. It's just past nine. It's Thursday evening. It's time for another dooby-dooby-dooby-doo show thing. Hi. Right, so let's start with something gentle, I think. Here you go. So that was Downgrade Desert by Igor, and I fear that I may have misrepresented that. It does start gentle, granted, but it then goes really, really heavy. So, well, that just happened. Right, so after the excitement of Bath, we've returned to the safety of Summerfield Glimpses, home base, I hope, for a while now. DJ Deck has been cleaned of any icky scrapings. The Boffins have new lodgings with fresh straw again. This is expensive. I might have to steal straw in future because they keep using it up. Anyway, we're also really entering into the Christmas spirit this year for the Boffins, as each of them now get a piece of coal, which is cheaper than crayons. So we can use that to fill out their little cards with all the ideas. And while we figure out this week's theme, the Wheel of Calamity is just being prepped. It's time for another song. DJ Deck says that it's a Four of Spades. So the next song will be kind of similar, kind of different, whatever that means. Was In It by Nine Inch Nails from the Tron Ares soundtrack. While it was playing, Susie may have mentioned that I could possibly be alienating my audience with DJ Deck's song choices, so I'm bringing the music choices back into friendlier territory. Anyway, it's time for the Wheel of Calamity to spin once more. So spin, baby, spin! And today's theme for the Boffins to solve is urban decay. That's urban decay. Huzzah! DJ Deck says the next card is a jack. So we're doing artists similar to Robbie Williams, or Robbie Williams himself. The rules for face cards kind of mutate over time, or not, so do try not to get too used to them. Remember, only the Sith deal in absolutes. And also, the use of remember like that always annoys me. I've never mentioned this before about the Sith, so how could you remember it from my previous mention? I'm asking you to remember it, and it just feels like I've not given you enough time to do that. Regardless, the Boffins are going to get scribbling with their festive pieces of coal while the next track plays. Enjoy. Or endure. Yeah. Lovely 80s fade there from Duran Duran with their song Ordinary World. And me saying endure was pretty harsh. That song is amazing, and anyone who thinks differently is wrong. Anyway, on to the boffins. First up is Chanel, and Chanel must have scraped their piece of coal on the wall of their enclosure. I might get Susie to mention that to the rest of them, actually. Ooh, this one sounds clever. Read. Yeah, got it. Chanel starts off strong with a clever play on words for Neighbourhood Watch, calling it Neighbourhood Snitch. Isn't that clever? This one reminds me of a scene from Red Dwarf, where they had posters saying something like, "Inform on your friends and family for big cash prizes." It's a phone app, which is snazzy, and it's there to capture images or videos of civic wrongdoing, whatever that might be. I think we tried something like this in China. Oh, I can't remember all these things. And then they submit that to the council, who've got some kind of upgraded website thing for submitting things that annoy them in the local community, and then providing that the council convicts said ne'er-do-well and fines them, the neighborhood snitch, such a good name, then gets a portion of the fine for being so good and civically minded. So it's obvious here that Chanel goes free. Well done, Chanel. And you can even take your piece of coal with you. What do boffins with good ideas get? Prizes, like freedom and bits of coal. Yay. Anyway, DJ Deck says we're now dealing with an ace, so let's see where that goes. I'm the mother flippin' rhinoceros. My beats are fat and the buzz are on my back and I'm horny. I'm horny. If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and rather the dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-opotamus, the hip-hop-hip-hop.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. My lyrics are bottomless. They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why
exactly?
Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why?
Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
And that was Flight of the Conchords with, okay, I'm going to need a run-up for this bit, the hip-hop opotamus versus rhinoceros, yay, with their bottomless lyrics and such. After reading through the next card from the next boffin, it occurs to me that the theme of urban decay is pretty broad church. Zosimus wants to address the ever-diminishing glory of our high street. Hold on. Susie, where did he get a pen from? Those things are dangerous. New rule. It's either coal or further incarceration. Pick one. Susie, please let them know. Anyway, on to Zos... Is that... their real name, suggestion for dealing with urban decay. Zosimus is inspired by the old classic computer game, SimCity, where there's three different types of zones. You've got residential, industrial, and then commercial. And they go through. Also, Zosimus gets points for SimCity. I mean, that's a marvelous reference. But he did use a pen, so he's going to be staying with us for a bit. Also, as a further aside, I've just had a bit of Szechuan pork, and you may be thinking, oh, Drumster should be a vegetarian or something. Well, I say to you, if Insert Deity here had intended, had not intended us to eat meat. There you go. No, hold on. That's awful. I'm going to start that again. If Insert Deity here hadn't intended us to eat animals, then why did he make them out of meat? Or they, whatever. Back to Zosimus. Sorry. Right. Residential areas. So, nobody seems to like pop up temporary shops. They're a bit like fungus on sort of dead trees, bad sign. So boot out the sort of people possibly squatting in the empty shops and fill them with. Okay, back to SimCity. So residential, so places where people live, but a condition of their living in these very sort of swanky houses, hopefully, is they have to wear fancy clothes and promenade about the high street, therefore just adding a little bit of local colour and excitement to an otherwise drab high street, which currently, from spending some time busking on the high street, it feels a bit more like a motorway for people, as people sort of rush from one end to the other as quickly as they can, as if chased by invisible things that aren't nice, maybe. So yeah, residential. That's that. So next is industrial, and Zosimus suggests that we put the means of production into some of the previously vacated shops areas, and it's they say farm to table kind of model, so factory to shop shelf, or residential table. Right, yeah, so that stuff is made locally and then sold or consumed locally, which is brilliant. So Zosimus is clocking up loads of points here, but as I say, unfortunately, they're going to be staying with us for a bit longer. Finally, commercial. So, empty shops, we encourage local shops to be revitalized by forcing entities to set up shop, pun intended. Is that a pun? Set up shop in the empty stores, and we make them perform acts of commerce and commercialism on our high street, and that then fills the high street with vibrancy and fumes and yet more shops, which is what I think the high street's meant to be for. So Zosimus, you could have been free, but you used a pen. I don't know. Welcome to the next part of your enforced incarceration. No, your stay with us. Well done. Next up, DJ Deck says the next song is a Three of Spades, which means we're in for something quite different indeed. Hold on a sec. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, here we go.
We'll be right back.
And that was Heaven's a Lie by Lacuna Coil, dedicated to the two highly scripted and kind of friendly but not Jehovah's Witnesses who had the temerity to come to the door of Summerfield Heights earlier today. Next, can I introduce you to a, well, in a purely conceptual way, to Cosmos. He's another boffin, but his ideas are pants, quite literally pants. For anything we ask him, his answer is the word or the picture, pants. As idle hands tend to get chopped off around here, as food is scarce and a boffin's got to eat, right? We gave Cosmos, a copy of a phone book from yesterdecade and got him to work fact-checking. It turns out that Ordinary World was released in the early 90s, so more accurately, the song ended with a 90s fade, though I suspect that it was influenced by an 80s fade. It wasn't an 80s fade at the end of that song, as previously mentioned. Apologies. Next up is Sperantia. I don't think these names are real. Or maybe the names have been changed to protect the guilty or the innocent or whatever. Yeah, let's go with that. To address urban decay, Sperantia suggests more and higher quality bricks. And that's all they have to say on the matter. So I say to that, boo! So lazy. Chanel came up with diagrams and everything. So filling in the gaps, maybe using the Neighbourhood Snitch app, if there are bricks missing or holes in buildings, urban buildings, yeah, then the suggestion is that they're addressed with more and higher quality bricks. Higher quality because, I suppose, if the original bricks had been better quality, then they wouldn't now be holes. Sperantia, of course, is staying with us for a little while longer, as they're meant to do the heavy lifting and not me. Anyway, DJ Deck now has a four of spades, so let's listen to that for a bit. Yeah. And that, of course, was a track by Faith No More. Hold on, I can do a thing from black and white TV here. The song is From Out of Nowhere. The time is 9:36-ish, and the nibbles are seedless grapes unreduced from Sainsbury's. Yeah. Right, I think we've got time for one more boffin solution to urban decay before we get into our AI poetry section. I'm sure it's very popular with you listeners, though, as I don't read any of the mail or comments from you guys, I just have to assume that you're loving it. Yes. Right, Susie, we've got far too many boffins this week, so... hold on. Flood the lower cages! Yay! Fun. Right, that's good. Hold on. That's where we put the boffins who wanted to stay with us for a little longer too. They knew the risks, as I said, when I was helping the boffins adjust to their new reality after we'd captured the last one. Some of you may die, but it's a risk that I'm prepared to take. Yes, right. Anyway, our last boffin, quite literally, is Ripley. Ripley says, let's nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. Quite right as well. And cleanse it with fire and just start again. Brilliant. I'm assuming that's for High Street again. The water thing you snapped off. That sounds bad. Despite her laziness, Ripley can go. Yes, right now, please. And for some reason, my feet are getting wet. Over to DJ Deck while I find a spanner or a towel or something. Hold on. Come on, DJ Deck. Don't fail me now. Next card is a 7 of spades. So, yes. I shouldn't have worn Crocs with socks. But yeah, this is getting very squishy and damp. Right, 7 of spades. Here we go.
Just the end. I just sit from the stack. When it's
And that was Being Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. Right, now it's spanner time. Here we go. Yeah. That's not bad. I think I need a bit more, though. Yeah, that's definitely helping, I think. Right, one last one. Oh, man. Yeah, that's got it, I think. Right, we're out of danger. So it's now time for AI poetry as the house drains. right, let's get some poetry going. So the first poem is called Echoes of Tomorrow. Again, this is all AI generated, so you know it's good. So, brick by brick, the stories unfold. Forgotten whispers in the shadows cold. Graffiti blooms on crumbling walls. A canvas of life where silence calls. Windows shattered, a ghostly stare. Once filled with laughter, now just despair. Rust and ivy claim their due. In the heart of the city, life still brews. Okay, next up is Time's Relics. So belonging to time, rather than plural. Concrete giants wear their age. Pillars of dreams, now a rusting cage. Sidewalk cracks, where weeds push through. Remnants of life, where the past once grew. A bus stop sign, forgotten a while. Beneath layers of dust, rests a forgotten smile. Street lights flicker, their glow dim and shy. In the echo of dusk, memories sigh. The next, the beauty of ruin. In desolation, beauty can breathe. In broken facades, the heart finds reprieve. Abandoned streets where shadows play. Nature's reclaim in a silent ballet. Right. Once vibrant markets, now echoes of grey. Time's gentle hand erasing the clay. Yet in decay, there's a poignant grace, a reminder of time that we often retrace. And finally, we've got Urban Relics. Amid the skyscraper's towering might lies a tapestry woven from day into night. Rusty fire escapes, a stairway to fly, now shadows of dreams as years pass by. Street art blooms where structures decay. Voices of artists in colours convey a celebration of life amidst the forlorn. In the heart of our cities, new stories are born. Nice. Lovely. So that was our AI poetry section. Brilliant as ever. Hooray, hooray. Also, good news, rejoice. I have it on very good authority that a single boffin yet lives. Hooray. Reinhold managed to find a straw somewhere to breathe through. Clever Reinhold. No wonder you're a boffin. That said, Susie, where are the boffins getting all this stuff from? I think you need to use a stronger hose or brush or something when you clean the enclosures, please. Yeah. Anyway, Clever Reinhold says that solving urban decay involves a multifaceted approach that addresses economic, social, and environmental factors. Blah, 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 blah. So he's given me a list of bullets with loads of detail. Wow, it's a three-carder. Community engagement and empowerment, urban planning and zoning reforms, investment in infrastructure, economic development, art and culture promotion, housing and affordability, technology and innovation, yada yada. As if anyone has the time, energy or money for all of that. Yeah. Susie, Reinhold wants to go back to his enclosure so he can do some swimming. And this time, please take his straw away. Yes. So, Our final track for the night is a king, a jack of clubs. Yes, and you know what that means, at least for this week. George Michael, Do Your Thing.
Silver screen. Oh,
Nice. So we've I had a little note from Stuart, our the great one, beloved to all. He says that we have to pad out the runtime, or else we won't get paid again this month. We being me, and yeah, he just concludes with there was pay yesterday, and there'll be pay tomorrow, but never today. Yay. Thanks, Stuart. So DJ Deck says we've got a six of diamonds. So something very similar coming up in a second. Just to say that was Careless Whisper, last track, just for completeness. Right, so I think this should be it for me this week. Yeah, right, on with the track.
Still.
Surprise! It's me again. So, sorry for saying I'm going and then staying. It's very teasy of me. Right, that was Wham and Last Christmas. And we've had a new diktat from He Who Must Be Obeyed saying, don't call it padding out the time or running down the clock or whatever. Say yet more quality content for our lovely listeners, something like that. So there you go. Consider yourself told. Yeah, sorry about that, Stuart. All hail unto thee, oh splendid chap. Right, I get to wish you all a Merry Christmas. It's the 18th. Well, no, hold on. It's the 19th. See, I don't pre-record. 19th of December. So in about a week or so, according to my maths, it'll be Christmas Day. So a merry or judgy Christmas. In fact, I've got something I made just for you, which pretty much confirms that theme. I hold on, I just need to find it. Oh, there it is. So yeah, merry / judgy thing. See you next, well, not see you, talk to you. There you go. Next time. Gotta go. Bye. Greetings, gentle mortals. Morsels? Mortals. Hi. This is Drumster from the Doobie 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 Show. Wishing you all a very merry whatever it is you worship, believe or hold dear to, and or a very judgy whatever it isn't that you hold dear to or believe or worship or whatever.